But right now, since it is the Thursday edition of the program and the final segment of Crunch Time, what do you say we do a little thing we like to call the lightning round?
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the Sam's Place lightning round. We are in the western part of town. We're gonna get out of here much sooner than we usually do. The lightning round.
Wow, very good. Strong effort. A plus for the second one of the year. A lot better than last week's, that's for sure.
It was. I had to make amends. I felt bad. It's been weighing on me, Nick. It's been weighing on me.
Let's get started. Big news that broke last night had to do with Heisman winner Kyler Murray. As you know, he was drafted by the Oakland A's, signed his contract, got his $5 million signing bonus, and is now likely to declare for the NFL draft. It's not all that surprising of a move for a Heisman winner to leave college early for the NFL, but it is kind of out of nowhere for someone who's somewhere between 5'9" and 5'10", who also is an extremely promising baseball prospect. Obviously, the money is greater in baseball. It's 100% guaranteed. Comes with years of riding the bus in the minors before you get that money. But in the NFL, quarterback contracts are getting bigger and bigger with more guaranteed money. Kirk Cousins, they just threw away $84 million on him. Who's really default to kid is that just wants to play a sport he loves? Kyler Murray leaving the A's for the NFL is blank.
I'll tell you, if you'd had this conversation with me during the season, I'd have been unthinkable. But because of what you just said and how much money he could get guaranteed, it's like suddenly real. That's the card I'm playing.
Wild card weekend was indeed wild. Three road teams won as underdogs, with the Cowboys being the lone outlier. This week, things might be a little different. Colts as a dome team are going to be playing out in the cold Kansas City winter air. Cowboys taking on one of the best offenses in the league after a week off. The Carson Chargers are undefeated outside the state of California, and the Eagles are taking on a team that they lost to 48-7 earlier this year. Just like last week as well, all the home teams are the favorites according to Vegas. Divisional weekend over under 2.5 road team victories this weekend.
Whoa. I was talking earlier that I don't think it's water into wine that any of the dogs or the home teams, road teams can win. But 2.5, I got to go under there. I can't just totally thumb my nose at history.
Last week, the Colts ran all over the Texans. Houston's run defense had averaged 3.4 yards a carry, and the Colts and Marlon Mack then averaged 6 yards on them, nearly doubling it. This week, the Colts will be taking on a Kansas City Chiefs defense that averaged 5 a carry. The interesting thing being that the Chiefs' offense really starts to score so fast, teams abandon the run, so they just keep trying to catch up, throwing the ball on offense. Seems to me, at least, the best way for a road team to win, especially a dome team, to win a playoff game on the road would be by running the ball. The Colts average over under 4 yards a carry.
Wow, going against a suspect Chief defense who has a tendency to tank in the playoffs.
Excuse me. Bless you.
That was a new one. I'm gonna go the over there, and I'm feeling pretty comfortable about it.
As I mentioned earlier, the Carson Chargers undefeated outside the state of Arizona or California. Anytime the Chargers have to take a plane to a game, they win. Their one load Ross coming at home, or in their home city at least, to the Rams, which is on the road. The Patriots are 8 at home this year, record slightly inflated because they have the AFC East for 3 of those games. Philip Rivers has never beaten Brady and the Pats in New England, and the last time the Chargers won there, they were the San Diego Chargers with some guy named Drew Brees, and it's another unstoppable force meets an immovable object. Which streak lives on? Chargers undefeated outside of California, or the Pats undefeated at home?
I have a sneaking suspicion that we are all going to be very, very annoyed Sunday and waking up on Monday and be like them again. I'm going to go with the Patriots. I said earlier, don't throw dirt on these SOBs' graves. And with the bye, Chargers going into a different time zone, I'm going with New England, and you could hear how miserable I am about it.
Yeah, I hear you. The Eagles are once again reborn with Nick Foles at quarterback. The Saints in the Super Bowl are damn near unstoppable, 8th best offense this year, taking on the Eagles' 30th ranked pass defense. They averaged 269 yards against them. Brees' average this year was 266. He lit him up for 363 back in week 11. The Saints' defense isn't that much better, 29th in the league. League, giving up 268 yards a game, and Nick Foles in the postseason threw for 320 last year. So what percent chance do you give both Nick Foles and Drew Brees throwing for over 300 yards on Sunday?
Oof. What chance?
Percent
I'll tell chance. You what. I'm going to go 60-40 in favor. I think we're going to see an aerial circus.
All right, last one. Game we haven't talked about yet, Rams versus Cowboys. Cowboys defense has their strength all season long. They've only averaged giving up 94 a game. The Rams also leaning heavily on their defense with sack leader Aaron Donald in his 20 and a half sacks this year, which he basically did in six games because he didn't get a sack in six of them. In Donald's two games against Dallas, though, he has zero career sacks, but there's really no stopping that monster D tackle. Zeke Elliott probably drooling thinking about this matchup. The Rams are giving up 122 yards a game and 12 rushing scores this season. What total will be higher, Aaron Donald sacks or Zeke Elliott rushing touchdowns? Oh, talking is hard.
Whoa. So you figure about two each. Dallas in a game like this is going to have to throw. I have a feeling it's going to be Zeke Elliott rushing touchdowns.